The name of Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. So it's New Year's Eve today. It's a big celebration, of course, here in New York City, as always. And while at True Light, we get to celebrate Chinese New Year in February, we also get to celebrate the turn of the calendar year. So tomorrow, 2024, you got to remember to write that on your checks. It's a good time then to reflect, right, on the nature of our lives in the passing of time. You know, by most definitions, time is understood as measure. We measure, right, days and months and years. In our gospel reading, Jesus has already been a few days old, and his parents have measured the offering they give at the temple. Our second reading today from Galatians chapter 4 features this phrase, the fullness of time, or the plentiness of time. According to God's word, we measure and determine our lives by this fullness of time. We might think of time as diminishing, as a glass that gets more and more empty, but scripture puts it the other way. It's like a glass that gets more and more full, or as the psalm puts it, our cup runneth over in eternal life. There's a fullness of time. It says in Galatians chapter 4, in the fullness of time, God sent his son, Jesus, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those under the law so that we might receive adoption as sons. And the word fullness here can also be translated as abundance or sum total or even beyond measure. In the abundance of time, in the sum total of time, in the greatness of time, God sent his son Jesus that we would receive adoption as children of God. It's a famous verse from Galatians. We have it around Christmas because it gives us what Christmas means. God measures and plans and rules time. Just God measured days, months, and years when all was ready, in the fullness of time to send God's Son. We celebrate this at Christmas, the sending of Jesus. And Christmas, of course, right around New Year's. At Christmas and New Year's, we get that fullness of time again and adopted children in Jesus. I titled this message, Baby Talk. This is from some famous theologians. We're not quite sure who said it. But they said to us, the quote gets appropriated in different ways, but essentially is this, that when God speaks to us, he speaks to us in baby talk. God's word is given to us in Jesus, and Jesus comes as a baby. God's word comes as a baby born in Bethlehem. And God could speak to us in fear and awe and shock, but he speaks to us as a baby. We can relate and understand that. And also, he speaks to us as a baby that we would receive adoption as newborns or sons and daughters of God. And our second reading actually gives us some baby talk. Paul, who's a very educated man in the Holy Spirit, speaks a little baby. Our second reading says that because we are sons and daughters of God, God has sent the Spirit of his Son Jesus into our hearts, crying, Abba. Abba, that's baby talk. Father, Abba, Baba, Papa. It's almost the same in every language, isn't it? It's what a baby sound can make for Baba, Papa, Abba, Father. God is our Heavenly Father, and the Spirit gives us this baby talk, this reception talk, this way to cry out even when we can't speak anymore. As heirs of God, we inherit eternal life as newborns, if you will, newborn to eternal life always. And when we die in faith, we inherit that eternal life. God makes us his own eternal children. And as John says, it's not by human willpower or scheming or even our work at all, but it's only by the power and the will of God. We're made children. We're born again. We receive the Spirit of salvation. We're part of God's eternal family, and we call God Abba, Baba, Papa, Father. He's always there for us. The Spirit reminds us. In the fullness of time, in the plenitude of time, God's Word, Jesus, as Christmas, came as a baby for us. That in the fullness of time, in the fullness of our hearts, we become children of God. And just as children look to their parents for care and support, we look to God, our Heavenly Father, for all of our needs of body and soul. We're part of God's eternal family in Jesus. Remember what I said about time? By most definitions, time is hard to define, but we all feel it. But most definitions talk about measure. We measure what we don't always understand in days, months, and years. Our second reading from Galatians features that fullness of time, and it's New Year's Eve, and it's a good time to measure, to mark the passing of time. How do we measure up this year? Well, if you're like me, when we have holidays and breaks, it's easy to fall into the trap of trying to measure yourself or check yourself by success and keeping busy. How successful have we been this past year? How busy were we in 2023? It's a trap, isn't it? God's Word, our second reading from Galatians today, tells us in no uncertain terms, it's actually in baby talk so everyone gets it, that we're children of God. And we're children of God purely by God's grace in Christ. Purely by God's grace in Christ. Paul puts it, not adherence to the law or not adherence to anything we did or we didn't do. And one Christian puts the temptation a little more urgently and says it this way. The post-Christian letdown of Christmas may be setting in after Christmas, right? With all the guilt. Did you get out all the cards? The hope for family harmony. Maybe it happened. There's memories at Christmas. There's overeating, now apparent. There's one way of dealing with guilt is by making a New Year's resolution. How will we change? How will we make a fresh start for the turning of the calendar year? And we all know how that usually turns out. If you're like me, and they might be worth making, but New Year's resolutions quickly become New Year's failures. I think that's why we get this reading today in God's fullness of time. We're children of God, children born purely of God's grace in Christ. Not by anything we did or didn't do in 2023. Our worth is based on God's love and God's mercy given to us. And just as parents have a way of loving their children no matter what, how much more does our God do that for us? This means that the gift of Christmas, that the gift of being God's children, God's gift to us, will not be returned or revoked by God, regardless of how well we live up to the expectations of our parents, the expectations of our Heavenly Father even, the expectations of ourselves. Paul says in no uncertain terms in Galatians, we're still God's children. In 2024, just like in 2023, we have the Spirit of Jesus in our hearts. We've received adoption, is how he says it. God is still our Abba, our Baba, our Papa, our Father in heaven, our Father on earth. Being a child of God is not by our own willpower. It's always by the gracious initiative of God, who sends his Son, who claims us as his children, who gives us his Holy Spirit. This is all pure gift. And we cannot earn it or deserve it. Really, all we can do is wonder and give thanks and share it with others. That's what we can do. In the fullness of time, God the Father sends us Jesus. And Jesus is God's Word, born as the baby in Bethlehem, that we would understand God's Word in our hearts. In whom God makes us the children of God. He sends us that Spirit, Abba, Baba, Papa, Father. Children of God, heirs of eternal life, who inherit it just like children do. We belong to God from generation to generation forever. And Scripture says clearly, Jesus is the same, yesterday, today, and always. It's true, tomorrow will be 2024. It's a good time to reflect on the nature of our lives in time. God measures and marks us by sending His Son, Jesus. The nature of time and the nature of our lives, as Paul tells us in our reading today, are gifts in Jesus. And that means that there's always time and eternal life in Jesus. We're children of God. We're part of God's eternal family in Christ. And whatever happens this new year, there will be blessings, there will be challenges, there will be problems of health, there will be grief, there will be struggles and pains in all seasons and in all times. What's the lesson from God's Word? We're children of God. And to prove it, God gives us a Spirit who speaks to us in a way most closely to His heart. Whatever this new year brings, God speaks to us His Spirit of closeness and prayer. Abba, Father, closeness and prayer. Whatever happens in 2024 and beyond, God's Word remains. Because you are sons and daughters, God has sent His Spirit into our hearts crying, Abba, Father. And as God speaks to us in that closeness of prayer, God wants us to do the same in return. Not because we have to, but because He does it for us. All because we're children of God. Amen.